USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the United States is doing an amazing job responding to the coronavirus outbreak. Speaking with reporters at the White House, the president also touts the effectiveness of hydroxychloroquine and says the people that are against it are only against it for political reasons.
But politically, it's toxic because I supported it. If I would have said, do not use hydroxychloroquine under any circumstances, they would have come out and they would have said it's a great thing. Many doctors have come out strongly in favor of it. They want it very badly. It's a great malaria drug.
House Democrats say they're making progress with White House officials on a deal to pass a new round of coronavirus aid after meeting more than 2 hours on Monday. Republicans, though, are saying Democrats are putting politics ahead of the deal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of the energy throughout the whole day. With the Balance of Nature, I don't get cold, I don't get sick, and most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get the immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Politicians who attended the funeral of Congressman John Lewis in Georgia won't have to worry about Washington, D.C.'s strict new quarantine rules as they return to the city because they're deemed too essential to lock down. A who's who of Democratic politicians attended Thursday's funeral in Atlanta. Despite a state ban on gatherings of more than 50 people, some 50 members of Congress attended, including Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Senator Kamala Harris. Georgia is among 27 states that Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser deemed to be coronavirus hotspots and therefore subject to her July 24th order requiring anyone traveling from a high-risk area to self-quarantine for 14 days when they arrive in the nation's capital. President Trump says he's open to a deal in which Microsoft buys the video-sharing app TikTok, but he says the government should receive a payment just for clearing the purchase. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
South Carolina's Horry County is bracing for Tropical Storm Isaias. Council Chairman Johnny Gardner says the state is ready.
Horry County is ready, as always, when it comes to storm preparations. This is unlike the COVID pandemic in that we have an emergency, but we see a start generally and we see an end generally, and we're prepared for that. That's what we do here.
The potential Category 1 hurricane is expected to make landfall as soon as 1 o'clock Eastern time in the Carolinas. Americans are driving less than they have in more than half a century. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
A report from the consulting firm KPMG called Automotive's New Reality, fewer trips, fewer miles, fewer cars. Analysts say because of the pandemic, a 60-year streak of uninterrupted annual growth in vehicle miles traveled by Americans is likely to end. A prolonged decline in driving, they told UPI, would lead to lower vehicle sales, closed assembly plants, reduced gasoline consumption and gas taxes, and a decline of aftermarket part sales as well. They note that a loss of 1 million vehicle sales would be a big blow to the industry, which is already struggling, and with less driving, it would be a greater impact for related aftermarket service providers like mechanics, repair shops, and auto insurance companies.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.